Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Prescription drugs can be a big part of one's healthcare costs, but our next guest says that not many people know exactly how pharmacies arrive at the prices that they charge. Are they regulated? Are they fair? Lynn Bailey is a healthcare economist in Columbia, South Carolina. Today, she's back in our studio. Lynn, welcome back.
Mike, it's good to be back.
Give us the background here of where we are in today's pharmaceutical pricing world.
It is a business. Everything in healthcare today is a business. Once upon a time, we had drug manufacturers who looked upon this as a business and also a service to humanity. Drug makers set their list price, and that list price is affected by what they claim is research and development. Most of it is advertising, direct-to-consumer advertising. Most of the cost of the research and development was borne by our public and private universities, paid for by tax dollars. So they buy this. Maybe they buy it and take it through clinical trials, which is, in fact, quite expensive. And then next group in dealing in this is the wholesalers who put a markup on that price, knowing that down the line, prices are going to be affected by the involvement of public and private third-party payers. And then pharmacy benefit managers. And then finally, you get to your pharmacist, the person who is the recipient of the patient who is paying, based on their insurance plan, some copayment.
We start with the manufacturer, Big Pharma, and then we have a wholesaler. Then we have the insurance company, the pharmacy benefit manager, and then finally, the pharmacy.
Right. And everybody here is getting a discount or making a rebate.
Their piece of the pie is in the form of a discount or a rebate.
Or a rebate. Now, what nobody seemed to know about and acknowledge is over 40 years, state Medicaid plans built their budgets around their pharmacy rebates. But you have other rebates that are going back to the manufacturer or going to the pharmacy benefits management. There is no transparency here. This is what is going on in what I call the black box. In a normal business, you have the manufacturer who delivers the goods at a wholesale price to the wholesaler, who delivers it to the retailer, who then delivers it to the customer.
And so what is the likelihood of us going back to a model like that?
Slim to none.
And why is that?
These are all special interests. These are all people who sat at the table for the last time we danced through health care reform, which gave us the Affordable Care Act. We're now going to dance through reform again.
Is there a chance of even some transparency occurring then?
No. You've got drugs that have become generic who suddenly have been acquired by another drug maker, and they start driving up the price. That's the story behind the EpiPen.
Is this going on in Canada as well?
No.
The pharmaceutical
industry makes its profit off the United States of America because we have made healthcare a business.
And so in Canada, there is transparency, and that's why the drugs are cheaper?
The Canadian federal government is the wholesaler. There are no pharmacy benefit managers. There are the Canadian federal government that is the drug wholesaler that sells it to the pharmacy, and they are allowed a fixed amount to fill the prescription. They are allowed to charge that much over what the Canadian government says is the price. Now, we do that in the VA, and the discount that the VA gets is, I think, somewhere around 35-40%. Off the wholesale price, which is a markup from the list price from the drug manufacturer. It is a Rube Goldberg design system, and everybody who has their hand in the pot is taking a piece, and we have totally disconnected the pricing of drugs from the value of drugs.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much for visiting our studio today.
I'm glad to come.
Lynn Bailey is a healthcare economist practicing in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to her Twitter page so you can connect with her. It will be posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.